Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Understanding Mental Illness, a comprehensive guide to mental health disorders for family and friends by Carlin Barnes, MD, is designed as a practical bridge between clinical knowledge and everyday caregiving. Rather than treating mental illness as a distant medical topic, the book focuses on what family members, partners, and close friends most need: clear explanations, realistic expectations, and actionable ways to help without becoming overwhelmed. It frames mental health conditions as legitimate disorders with recognizable patterns, common warning signs, and evidence-based treatments, while also acknowledging how stigma, shame, and misunderstanding can delay care. Readers are guided to recognize when typical stress becomes something more serious, how to respond during crises, and how to support recovery over the long term. The overall tone is educational and supportive, aiming to reduce fear and replace it with informed compassion. For anyone confused by symptoms, unsure how to talk about diagnosis or medication, or struggling to set boundaries while staying connected, this guide offers a structured starting point. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a foundation for understanding mental illness. A central theme of the book is building a clear, non-sensational foundation for what mental illness is and what it is not. For family and friends, confusion often comes from mixing moral judgments, personality assumptions, and pop psychology labels with real clinical disorders. The guide emphasizes a more grounded view. Mental health conditions involve changes in mood, thinking, perception, and behavior that create distress and functional impairment, and they often arise from a combination of biological vulnerability, life stressors, and environmental factors. This framework helps readers replace blame with curiosity and move from arguments about intent to discussions about symptoms and support. The book also encourages readers to notice patterns over time rather than focusing on a single bad day. It highlights that many conditions are treatable, that early intervention improves outcomes, and that recovery is typically a process rather than a single event. By clarifying basic terms and explaining how diagnoses are used in practice, the guide equips non-clinicians to follow treatment conversations, ask better questions, and make informed decisions during emotionally charged moments. Secondly, recognizing common disorders and their warning signs, another key focus is helping loved ones recognize signs and symptoms that commonly appear in major mental health disorders. While the book is not a substitute for evaluation, it aims to make readers more fluent in what clinicians look for and what families often witness first. It addresses how depression may show up as withdrawal, irritability, sleep disruption, or loss of motivation rather than visible sadness. It distinguishes normal worry from anxiety disorders that become persistent, intrusive, and impairing. It also helps readers understand mood instability, including how manic or hypomanic symptoms can present as reduced need for sleep, risky decisions, rapid speech, inflated confidence, and escalating conflict. In addition, it explains red flags that may signal psychosis, such as paranoia, hallucinations, or severely disorganized thinking. Importantly, the book frames symptoms in practical terms: what changes in daily functioning look like at home, at work, and in relationships. This symptom literacy supports earlier help seeking, improves communication with professionals, and reduces the likelihood that families interpret concerning behaviors as laziness, defiance, or character flaws. Thirdly, treatment options and what support really looks like. The guide also addresses the treatment landscape in a way that is useful to non-professionals who want to help but feel intimidated by medical terminology. It outlines the general roles of therapy, medication, and lifestyle supports, and it clarifies that treatment is often individualized through trial, monitoring, and adjustment. For families, the most practical value is learning how to support treatment adherence without turning into a supervisor. The book encourages collaborative language, respectful check-ins, and attention to barriers such as side effects, cost, transportation, and stigma. It also highlights the importance of consistent routines, sleep hygiene, substance use awareness, and stress reduction as recovery supports that families can influence. Readers are guided to think in terms of measurable outcomes such as improved daily functioning and reduced symptom intensity rather than perfection. By describing what progress may look like and why setbacks can occur, the book helps loved ones stay engaged for the long haul. It also positions professional care as a partnership where informed family members can provide crucial observations while still respecting privacy and autonomy. Fourthly, communication skills, boundaries, and reducing conflict at home. A major challenge in supporting someone with mental illness is maintaining a relationship that is caring but not enabling or chaotic. The book emphasizes practical communication strategies that reduce escalation and preserve dignity. It encourages separating the person from the symptoms, using calm and specific language, and focusing on observable behaviors and shared goals. It also addresses the reality that loved ones can become exhausted, resentful, or overly responsible, especially when symptoms include anger, impulsivity, avoidance, or manipulation. In response, Begai promotes boundaries as an essential form of support rather than a punishment. Boundaries can include limiting harmful conversations, setting expectations around substance use in the home, or defining what help you can and cannot provide. The book also underscores the value of consistency and follow-through, because unpredictable reactions can unintentionally reinforce unhealthy patterns. By framing communication as a skill set that can be practiced, the guide gives families a way to regain stability. It helps readers balance empathy with accountability, protect other household members, and keep the focus on recovery-oriented behavior. Lastly, crisis awareness, safety planning, and caregiver resilience. The book gives special attention to high-stakes situations where safety becomes the priority. Families often struggle to know when symptoms have crossed into crisis territory and what to do next. The guide encourages readers to take warning signs seriously, such as talk of self-harm, severe hopelessness, escalating substance use, threats, or inability to care for basic needs. It promotes proactive planning by discussing how a safety plan can reduce panic during emergencies, including knowing local resources, clarifying supportive contacts, and preparing for urgent evaluation when needed. Equally important, it highlights caregiver well-being as a core part of effective support. Without self-care and outside help, families can burn out, become reactive, or develop chronic anxiety themselves. The book encourages seeking education, peer support, and professional guidance, and it normalizes the emotional toll of caregiving. It also reinforces that you cannot control another person's choices, but you can control your response, your limits, and your willingness to involve appropriate professionals. This combination of crisis readiness and resilience helps readers provide steadier support while protecting their own health. In conclusion, this book is best suited for family members, partners, friends, and concerned coworkers who want to understand mental illness well enough to be helpful rather than harmful. It is also valuable for caregivers who feel stuck in cycles of arguments, confusion, or fear and need a clearer framework for what they are seeing. The benefit to a reader's life is practical: better symptom awareness, more effective conversations, and a stronger ability to support treatment and stability while maintaining healthy boundaries. Those changes can reduce household conflict, improve trust, and make crises less chaotic because people know what steps to take and when to seek professional care. Compared with many mental health books that focus either on clinical detail or inspirational messaging, this guide stands out for its caregiver-centered orientation and its emphasis on actionable understanding. It aims to translate core concepts into everyday decisions, such as how to respond to mood shifts, how to encourage help without coercion, and how to protect your own well-being. For readers who want a structured, plain English starting point that respects both compassion and realism, it is a worthwhile purchase. If you would like to support Carlin Barnes, MD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.